Proclamation number 6644 of 13th of September, 1956. God's love for the apostate, degenerated. Salvation. Even those who turn away from me are children of my love, and my concern is also for them to find their way back to me. Therefore do not believe that I have written off just one person before the end. Don't believe that I will give one up before the last day has come. For the return to me can come suddenly, and what my words could not achieve can still be brought about by unforeseen events which have such a profound effect on a person that a great change can take place within him. But then he will also be saved for eternity. Every person's soul is nevertheless connected to me in its fundamental nature. It is the spirit of my spirit, and even if it is immersed in deepest darkness, it can nevertheless gain realization like a flash of lightning and then long to return to me. But this also involves stirring events which are often so painful for the person himself that he feels close to the end and therefore carries out a general cleansing. That he suddenly realizes the wrongness of his way of life and heartfeltly desires to be or become a different person, if he still has the opportunity to do so. And I know the nature of every individual soul. I know its attitude towards me and what it needs. Therefore I also know how I have to attack it in order to win it over. And no matter how depraved the human being is, seen with the human eye, the soul is and remains my share, which I will never ever let fall. And I always take into account the fact that it is imprisoned by my adversary and cannot free itself from him alone, that he has power over it. Thus everything evil the human being does is his influence, his activity, which makes use of this very soul in order to do its mischief on this earth, and therefore I always see in this soul the enslaved being which cannot defend itself when it is driven by my adversary into despicable activity. The human being certainly has free will, but it is so weak that he cannot resist without help. And he lacks this help because he does not turn to Jesus Christ, because he does not call upon me myself and Jesus Christ. And yet I love this soul and leave no stone unturned that it, too, will find the path to its Savior and Redeemer. And thus you humans should also look at such apostate people with eyes of love. You should remember them with profound compassion and help them through good thoughts, which will always have a beneficial effect on such wretched people who can indeed be successful in earthly life but who already if to, can, go through great hardship in earthly life, as my love and wisdom deemed good for their souls. Show mercy to all those souls and don't condemn them, for they are tormented, wretched beings for whom the path to me can still be endlessly long if success is not accorded in the still short but exceedingly hard time of the end. Especially this being, which is completely controlled by the adversary, needs your help, your loving intercession and your good remembrance because it is exceedingly weak. Yet such people are detested by people and their Lord has all the greater power over them. And you should beware of this if you don't want to increase his power. Wrest every soul from him which is in such distress, help them to find me, which you are very well able to do if you give them loving thoughts which will always have a good effect, because love pushes the adversary away and gives the soul the strength to defend itself. You can still contribute infinitely much in the short time until the end that you have already found me, if you also see my children in those people for whom I struggle until the end. Just don't condemn them and don't show them hatred, because this will only plunge them into greater darkness. men.